Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us. When you look back at the way you exploded in Chicago, the celebrity that comes with being an NFL superstar, what do you remember about the adjustment?
Early in my career, there was no camera phones. There was no InstaFace and Snapbook. there was none of that stuff back then, thank goodness. The guy on Twitter, you know, the guy, it's different now for these guys. But most people like putting their stuff out there. I would not have been one of those guys. I'm still not now. It's such a huge jump going from New Mexico to Chicago. And the biggest thing was the media. You know, I finished a game in college, there'd be 10 people in the locker room. Here, there's at least 80 every game. And if we play Green Bay, there's going to be 150. And that was a big adjustment. And then, you know, in public, you know, in New Mexico, no one knew who I was when I went to the mall or whatever. And here is a little different because our fans understand, you know, who you are because they love football.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The problem that Yu Darvish has is that he's making so much money.
Mully, just his presence. You know pro sports. You've been around the NFL locker room, been around clubhouses. Injured guys are better, not seen and not heard, not seen at all. And if you have the constant presence of somebody who's getting a lot of attention, could potentially be a distraction. Now, I don't think A-Rod invented this. I think that you have heard whispers about Yu Darvish for a while now. Rick Sutcliffe gave them voice last week on ESPN. This could be a blessing in disguise for Yu Darvish.
Explain that. Why?
What did you see after the game happened? Joe Maddon sprung to his defense. What will every Cub player ask do for Yu Darvish? They will spring to his defense.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
License and doctor fee. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio explained the compromise between the Bears and Roquan Smith.
As it relates to anything that happens during a play, he has to be suspended at least 3 games. Not 3 games... You know, 1 game, 3 different times. He has to have a 3-game suspension imposed upon him. He can be suspended 1 game. He can be suspended 2 games. He can be suspended 2 games 15 times. He doesn't have his guarantees void unless he is suspended 3 games.
Florio on the Mully and Haas show. Smith will talk to the media following today's practice. Baseball, a 2-game set between the Cubs and Brewers beginning this afternoon. Jose Quintana takes a sub-1 ERA in 7 starts against Milwaukee to the mound. Addison Russell and David Bode out of the starting lineup. Javi Baez at short. Tommy La Stella at third. A 1:20 first pitch on the score. Joe Maddon with Bernstein and McKnight at noon. Lucas Giolito has allowed an AL-high 71 walks on the year. Giolito and the Sox at the Tigers tonight. In some NFL news, Denver has demoted first-round pick Paxton Lynch to be their third-string quarterback. And Washington has cut cornerback Orlando Scandrick after signing him in March. This update was brought to you by Web Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And on Monday, August 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1, join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1 for the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series presented by AZEK Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Jeff Sullivan.
We want to go into the weeds. Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs.
Senior editor at Fangraphs.
You get on base, we win. You don't, we lose. And I hate losing.
Going inside the numbers.
There are still dinosaurs out there, but there's exit velocity on national baseball games now. People are talking about UZR on broadcast. It's over.
You still don't need cyber metrics. If it has anything to do with figuring stuff out.
Jeff Sullivan with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Jeff Sullivan, senior editor of Fangraphs. He is on Twitter at @based_ball, and he joins us weekly on the Bernstein and McKnight show to tell us what he's noticing and why things are happening. Something we are noticing is something called David Bodie, who has been a frequent guest on our show, a wonderful guy, a wonderful story, and a very small sample size. Is there any way to tell, Jeff, what in this might be real and what isn't?
It helps that I think we're talking about him in an era where there just seems, at least anecdotally, like there are a lot more of these non-traditional career course hitters who are coming out of the minors and just looking like they're good. I mean, I was just watching a Mariners game yesterday. Mitch Haniger was, you know, he was more of a prospect than Bodie was, but he was sort of off the radar and then made some swing changes, came up to the majors, and he was picked up as sort of an off-the-radar piece in the trade, and he's one of the better hitters in his division. So you got Bodie, and you look at him, he was left off a lot of Cubs' prospect list. But here's what we know now, just from the small amount he's played in the major leagues, which, of course, is not the only evidence. He's hit the ball very hard. We know that from his exit velocities. That's something you don't need a whole lot of information to understand that. We know from looking in the majors, he doesn't have like a GPS level precise batting eye, but he doesn't swing out of the zone too much. He doesn't swing in the zone too little. He makes a slightly below average amount of contact, which is exactly what he did throughout the minors. And he hits for pretty good power. Now, you've been able to watch his defense more than I have, and just the fact that he's played a lot of second base before implies that he's an average versatile infield defender, right? And maybe better than that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So far, yeah. And he's also had he's had a knack for making important plays at important times.
Yeah,
it's not really measurable, but the ball has found him when you usually say that's when it finds rookies.
Yeah, great. I was watching Will Myers made his first start at third base the other day for the Padres, and I think the first three balls in play found him. Anyway, that's a different conversation. David Bodie, he has what looks like a roughly average eye. He has probably above average defense, decent foot speed, and he hits the ball harder than the average player hits the ball. He was in Iowa earlier where he hit the ball well. Iowa is actually a pitcher-friendly ballpark. It's hard on right-handed hitters like Bodie, so I was looking at some numbers, and if you apply some park factors, Bodie actually hit better in AAA this year than you think just by looking at a surface stat. So I think at this point, I mean, look, David Bodie's not going to help people forget Chris Bryant or anything, but for a guy who was left off prospect list, he looks like right now I would feel pretty comfortable starting Bodie just about every day on a major league team. Now, where that's going to fit on the Cubs down the stretch if Bryant comes back and looks good, I don't know, but it's certainly helpful to think about down the road, right?
You'd be surprised how many Cubs fans we've had to remind about the existence of Chris Bryant, believe it or not, but I guess that's just kind of the nature of fandom. Javier Baez has made somewhat of a case for the National League MVP. You wrote up what I thought was a fascinating piece on what he's doing to create some of his success, and I don't know if anybody's going to fight off Matt Carpenter and what he's coming for in the National League. I mean, my goodness, what a return after the first month. But if Javi Baez is to win an MVP, what do we know about what he's changed that's gotten him to that point?
This is really helpful because that article was inspired by me talking to you last week, and now we're talking about it again. So this is synergy right here. This is just a media loop.
That's how it works.
So Javier Baez, obviously, he swings all the time. He likes to swing. And when you look at him, one of the things we talked about last week is that when Baez was a rookie, when he was a sophomore, you think, well, clearly if this guy ever learns to strike some, he's going to be terrifying. And what he's done is instead of swinging less, he's swinging more. That's something we talked about. And he's swinging more, especially early in counts. So this is something like the Braves as a team overall have kind of done this year. The Red Sox have done the same thing where they've decided instead of the whole being patient and waiting for your pitch, the Braves and then on that smaller scale, Javier Baez are going out there and just trying to ambush the pitcher early. They're ready to hit right away. Baez has increased his first pitch swing rate more than everyone except for one other guy in the major leagues this season. He's swinging at more than half of the first pitches he sees. The league average is like 30% or something like that, maybe a little below. So he's just going out there and he's trying to attack early before the pitcher can get to the put away stuff, before the pitcher can really expand. Now, that's not to say that pitchers can't try to get Javier Baez to swing at a ball well out of the zone earlier in the count, but that's just not what pitchers are necessarily programmed to do. They think that they're really good wipeout slider or splitter is supposed to come when there are two strikes, and Baez is just going out there and trying to get to them early. And he's been prepared to swing at curveballs. That was the other part of the piece where Javier Baez statistically has actually been the best curveball hitter we've seen in like the 16 years of information we have, which, I mean, if you had watched Javier Baez as a rookie, you never would have thought that we'd be in this position to say so. But he's just, I don't know if it's his quick twitch muscles or what, but he's ready for fastballs. He's ready for curveballs. He's one of the rare players who you can just tell, go swing, and he's making it work. It's perplexing, but it's beautiful.
I want to get in deep into the NL Central race, looking at the Cubs' opponent for the next couple of days, the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals, who are surging. But before that, I look today at the qualified bottom of the barrel in XFIP, expected fielder independent pitching. And this is, you tell me, Jeff Sullivan, what does this mean? What does this mean? Of all qualified pitchers, your highest three expected fielder independent pitching numbers belong to Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, and James Shields.
Wow.
That is in all of Major League Baseball, 594, 565, and 502. That means what?
Yeah, and remember, that they're in a division that has the Royals and the Twins and the Tigers. The Indians are good, but it means that it hasn't been good. It means that it hasn't been a good season for Giolito, Lopez, or Shields. I mean, the lesser expectations were placed on Shields this year, but Giolito and Lopez, they've been two of the biggest disappointments on the White Sox team this year. I remember being really excited about Giolito after seeing him in the spring training, and I was your producer tipped me off. He said, hey, you should be prepared to talk about Giolito and Lopez, see if there's anything encouraging about them moving forward. And of course, statistically, there's not a whole lot, but I can tell you, at least over the course of this season, Giolito, he's fixed his arm angle. He experimented with a lower slot earlier in the year, but he's gradually gotten back more over the top like he used to throw, and his velocity's picked up. So his stuff is still there. And even though he's been so bad at throwing strikes, he still missed a roughly average amount of bats. So he's not really easy to square up, even as he is. And Lopez is similar, where he's throwing his fastball 95, 96, like he did when he was a rookie with the Nationals. Command hasn't been there. He's a step ahead of Giolito, and he's made 24 starts. So he's getting his durability under his belt. But I think that mostly the encouraging thing here, if you want to even call it that, is, one, they've stayed healthy. Two, the quality of their stuff is still there. They're still getting their fastballs into the mid-90s, and they have a little bit of secondary stuff. You never really know when it's going to click for a young pitcher, whether it's just a grip change or what. And I do have to wonder, and we've talked about this with the Cubs, but I wonder if the quality of the catching they've had with the White Sox has just not been very good. They have not had defensive specialist catchers. They have been doing their pitchers very few favors. And imagine that for young pitchers like Giolito and Lopez, that could have an outsized effect because they're just not getting anything around the zone. So they already struggle to spot their pitches where they want, hard for them to expand. And when their catchers are just costing them strikes, and that's going to be difficult for multiple reasons. So it would be nice if the White Sox had a better defensive catcher. It would be interesting to look at where the numbers would be with them. But mostly, there's some sort of tweaking that Giolito and Lopez need to do over the offseason, because as is, as you pointed out, it's really hard to be positive about what they've done so far.
Let's dig into that Brewers team a little bit. Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs, senior editor there, at @based_ball on Twitter. Let me just name all of your qualifications, I guess, as we do this. This is what we call a reset. The Brewers have been a little over 500 since the All-Star break, just like the Cubs, you know, kind of right around there. I really enjoy this baseball team, and I really liked what they did in the offseason. They kind of zigged when other teams zagged, and they've been borne out with decent production from Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain, to be sure. I guess we'll start here, and we'll talk about some of the deadline additions and the pitching, I guess. But as we go, Christian Yelich has been one of those guys over his career in Major League Baseball. We keep on asking after every year, is this the ceiling for Christian Yelich? And he keeps on producing higher levels. So I'll ask you, is this the ceiling for Christian Yelich?
I have basically given up on the idea of being able to spot where a player's ceiling is just because you have these players who are just blowing past them. I mean, you don't need a better example than Jose Ramirez or Corey Kluber. Players just leave their estimated ceilings behind. But when you look at Yelich, he's a guy who's he's always hit the ball really hard. He's always hit a lot of ground balls. So it's been easy to look at him and say, you know, if he ever figured out how to elevate the ball, he could be a beast. And now he's been elevating a little more in Milwaukee. But I think a big part of this is he's basically been with Milwaukee what he was with the Marlins, but he's in a much more hitter-friendly ballpark. Miami was not friendly for Christian Yelich's power. And that's something that you'd figure we could understand with park effects alone and that we would have adjusted for that. But I think that Miami affected him particularly. I think that for as little power as Christian Yelich would really hit for, it cost him a lot of extra base hits at home that Milwaukee is not doing. I think he's trying to hit for a little more power. He's swinging a little more than he used to, swinging and missing a little more than he used to, but he's just an incredibly steady hitter. He's a guy who you might not really think of him as a classic, like, MVP candidate in the middle of the lineup. You know, no one's afraid of Christian Yelich the way you would have been afraid of David Ortiz or something, but you just look at him, you look him up at any point, and he's going to be, I don't know, 30, 40% better than average in any statistical category. He's just really good, really steady. There's nothing he doesn't really do right as a hitter. And you could say, well, you know, if he elevated the ball a little bit more, he could hit for more power. But really, no one with the Brewers is going to be dissatisfied with where Christian Yelich is. This is exactly what they wanted to get.
Can they win with a defensive infield like that? Because I'm not quite sure what they're trying to accomplish, but it's not pretty.
They might tell you, well, at least we have the defensive outfield like we have, because they do have a very good defensive outfield. Statistically, their defense overall this season has been one of the best in the majors. Obviously, they have compromised, let's call it, some defensive integrity around the deadline. This is an experiment. I wondered when they traded for Jonathan Scope, which I did not expect, because I did not expect them to trade for Mike Moustakas. I wondered what was going on, trying to figure out who's going to be the shortstop. They've played a lot of still Arcia and Perez at shortstop. They haven't gone, I don't know, whole hog in giving up the defensive infield, but I think with the amount of shifting that their team does, that a lot of teams do now, you know, if you had four infielders traditionally trying to cover the whole expanse of the infield, I don't know what that would be in feet. Let's call it 200 feet or something that four defenders used to have to cover.
Right.
Well, now you have all this overshifting. Batters usually hit the ground balls to one side of the field. So you shift your defenders, and all of a sudden you're worrying about, I don't know, 160 feet of realistic ball in play territory. So now, instead of each defender having to cover 50 feet of ground, you have to cover 40 feet of ground. So it reduces the impact of range. Now, that's one way for the Brewers to comfort themselves, because they don't need someone to necessarily cover as much range as you would have 15 years ago. But still, you have players who are playing out of position a little more often. And even though I think that the Brewers, clearly having acted on these ideas, they clearly think these players will be able to adapt, there is still a learning curve. And the idea of having players learn to play defense, mostly Travis Shaw, learning new positions on the fly in the pennant race, it's ballsy. I can say ballsy on here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah, great. Very ballsy. And for them to do it in such a high-pressure situation is taking a big chance that I was a little surprised by, but I guess I'm pleased that a team is trying something so bold at this point in the season, and I think the rest of their defense is good enough that one or two vulnerabilities won't sink the whole ship.
I don't know, I'm kind of rooting for an infield full of mid-90s linebackers. I think it's kind of cute. I like it. I like the idea.
Well, and meanwhile, here come the Cardinals, and I know that a team's going to get better when you get that walking rectum of a manager out of a dugout, and it's easy to point to that.
So yes, ballsy is fine.
And say, yeah, they don't have that, the idiot running their team anymore, but it might be a little bit more than that. How concerned should the teams ahead of them in the division be about the surging Cardinals?
For a while, the Cardinals were underachieving. I don't think that was a mystery, or I don't think that was a question to anyone, whether that was Medina or whether that was anything else. I don't really know. It certainly, with the way the Cardinals acted around the deadline, it almost felt like they were selling and sort of giving in for this season, moving on to 2019. But if you look at the moves they made, it really wasn't that way. They've been hurt on the pitching side. Like Carlos Martinez is going to be a reliever now when he comes back, as he's just not going to be able to build up his stamina. And Adam Wainwright is still out, and they're just banged up in the rotation. Now, when you have this just wrecking ball like Matt Carpenter in the middle of a lineup, who's just, he hits everything. I don't know how many players there are who are better in terms of batted ball quality than Matt Carpenter. He just knows exactly what he's doing with every swing. They're a strong team. They're not Cubs strong. I can understand them being roughly Brewers strong, but what the Cardinals don't have is the Brewers bullpen, and that's even with Corey Knebel not quite looking like the Brewers would like him to. I think the Cardinals are a real wild card team. I think it's more fun to see them in the race, just to have four contenders or pseudo contenders in the NL Central if we're still counting the Pirates. So it's good for the race. If you're a Cubs fan or a Cubs analyst, then mostly you're just thinking about the Brewers and on the Cubs' own health. The Cardinals are good. They're not Cubs good. So it would, I'm not going to say it would take a miracle, but they would not be at the forefront of my mind.
Always fun, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you next week.
Jeff Sullivan, brought to you by the Terra Foundation for American Art. Art Design Chicago celebrates our city's rich art and design history with events all year. ArtDesignChicago.org. Maybe you should just go see it.
I'm realizing now that covering the Brewers might be a little bit more fun than I thought.
Yeah.
Because now, in the next 7 weeks, you know, you get to the park early, and as teams, you know, start to change a few things here and there, you got Travis Shaw playing second base, or God willing, Mike Moustakas out there. Guys will take like extra infield out there. So if you're there, and after you've done, you know, your locker room stuff, your clubhouse stuff, you go up to the press box, you start writing a little bit, tapping away some, you'll watch, or if you're there early, you'll get to see that happen. Like extra fungos hit the linebackers playing second base.
Everybody's Schwarber.
And that's just enjoyable.
Yeah, you've got
just really enjoyable to watch.
You've got Kyle Schwarber at every position, and they're going to go try to win
just
something.
Just trying
with that
real hard, and a lot of dirt kicking, and aw shucks when it jumps up on you a little bit.
I get most of them.
Yeah.
I missed that one. We get some news here. The Bears have now officially signed Roquan Smith. They have sent out the release. That
clapping
deal is done. Also, Yu Darvish just finished a simulated game, and among those observing was the Scores' Bruce Levine. He is going to join us at 10:40 with a full report, a simulated report of a simulated game that Yu Darvish pitched. But when we come back, I have the best Major League Baseball player you've never heard of. Maybe you, because you're Connor McKnight.
I'm a huge nerd, yes.
Yes, most people are not Connor McKnight, but
God bless them. They're in a better spot than I am.
More power to them.
Jesus, good fun.
But,
good
but
on
all
you.
I'm going to tell you is, over this guy's last 162 games played, he has compiled nearly 9 wins.
Is he a doctor of sacks?
And he's a doctor of sacks.
He has compiled nearly 9 wins in his last 162 games, and my guess is that you've never heard of him.
That's coming up next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Here's the facts. Paxton Lynch was a first-round draft pick. The Broncos have given him every chance to take the starting job, and they just hopped the last pick in the draft, Chad Kelly, ahead of Paxton on the depth chart. It's official. Lynch is a bust. When the last pick of the draft is already on the second team, after one preseason game, that's a wake-up call to those below him, especially at QB. And for a former first-round pick, Denver figured Paxton was the guy to take over the position when Peyton Manning retired. Seemed like a swing of genius by Elway. But Lynch refuses to be a leader. He refuses to be totally committed to the position. He refuses to stay late, show up early, and overall just doesn't process the offense very well. So now Mr. Irrelevant is ahead of him. Seems like Lynch should take that title now. I'm DA.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora.
Yeah, you know what? As a fan, if I'm looking in, if I was a fan, obviously it'd be better just to watch and at the end of September, not worry if your team's going to be in the playoffs, knowing that you're going to be in. That's obviously, as a fan's dream, not to worry. But as a competitor, being in the field day in and day out, you like those tight those races just because it brings the best out of you. It really does. And I'm a firm believer that the hottest team entering the playoffs is the one that has the best chance. And if you're up 20 games or whatever it may be, it's a different feeling. You know, you got to turn it on with a week left.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoon. 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, I mean, I think you'd be one. You will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you and teams about your defense? What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in midday, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's the sports opinion you were completely dug in on and then proven completely wrong? Here's a good one, and I appreciate you fessing up to this, 773 Texter. Mark Trestman will revolutionize the Bears' offense. Trestman gets hired, and the text messages I got from that locker room that day, one of them just said, "Who the bleep is this guy?" And so I, like, had to explain the guy's resume. When he did the thing with the lockers, I was like, oh no. NFL locker rooms are broken up by position. Linemen are with linemen. All of those groups are together. Quarterbacks are together. And Trestman was like, I want to get everyone to be friends, so we're going to split it up and go offense, defense, offense, defense, offense, defense. And that's just not how NFL teams work.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Yu Darvish just wrapped up a three-inning sim game, throwing about 45 pitches over on the north side. The Cubs are 8-3 this season against the Brewers. It's going to be a two-game series starting this afternoon at 1:20. Jose Quintana opposed by Yoli Chacin. Joe Maddon on The Score with Bernstein McKnight at noon. The Sox have lost 6 of 7. They're going to try again tonight at the Tigers. Lucas Giolito on the mound. Football, the Bears have officially signed Roquan Smith ahead of Saturday's third preseason game. Former Bears GM Jerry Angelo discussed Mitchell Trubisky's expectations in year two.
The coaching change will eventually bode well for him early on. There's going to be, again, some growing pains. That's to be expected, but he needs to take a step this year, Mike.
The Angelo interview available on 670thescore.com. He was on the Mully and Haw Show. This update brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday and show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He doesn't swear, smoke, drink, or spit. His favorite beverage is milk. His favorite movie is The Sound of Music. And his middle name is Herbert.
I can't That's vouch awesome. For any of that. But awesome. What I can tell you is this major league player, in his last 162 games, is batting .267. He is on base at a pace of .352, and he's slugging .491.
Interesting.
Okay. He's got 41 doubles. He's got 7 triples. He has 25 home runs, and he has 35 defensive runs saved.
Ah, so that puts me at a certain spot.
He has 35 defensive runs saved in his last 162.
Because when you
That's
throw
insane.
Out, because when you throw out here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show that you've never heard of this player, you understand the tall timber that you're trying to measure up to. You understand that our texters have already listed a plethora. Would you say I have a plethora?
Yes.
A plethora. Oh, yes.
Yes, El Wapo. You have a plethora.
I would be hurt if you told me I have a plethora and you do not know what a plethora means, because there's a lot of names on here. And
I
one of them's
a
name.
Simple man.
One of them is a sweater. One of them's a name that we're going to talk about later on in the midday midway. So I'm not going to bring up this name now, unless of course it is this name, in which case we will bring him up.
Well, you don't have to get to. I mean, you can tease what you want to talk about in a half an hour, but he is 25. He played in 84 games in 2017 and 103 games in 2018.
Yep,
he is Matt Chapman.
Yep, that's that dude. That is that dude.
He's 6 feet tall. He's 210 pounds. He was a first-round pick in 2014. But third baseman Matt Chapman is turning himself into a thing.
We're going to hear from Matt Chapman a little later on in the show. He has been incredibly exciting. And I'll try and do just a little bit of this. Do you know where the A's are in the standings?
Every time you look up, they're on a 5 or 6 game winning streak.
They're six. Where did I put it? They're 16, and I wrote it down. So 16-6 since the All Star break.
This is with Edwin Jackson in their starting rotation, right?
No, this is with Edwin Jackson leading their starting rotation. Yeah. The dude is their ace. I mean, Chamonix is cool too, and everything. But that is an incredible team. It's exciting. It's fun. And I'm trying to look if I could just do a little, because I've got more Matt Chapman later on the show. I'll do a small ad for the Arizona Fall League, or for taking a trip down to spring training. Because when you do, and I'm pretty sure, I can't remember, I think Chapman's a dude I saw in the Fall League 2 years ago, if I remember correctly, or it was spring training. And either way, you go down and you sit in the scout seats, you sit around there kind of thing, because you just walk up to these guys, scouts, guys who are doing jobs, who are finding these guys, and just, you know, taking a look at, you know, if this guy ever comes on the market, or if they're looking to move this guy, you take
a look at this. They also can't wait to talk to you.
They kill for, this is what they live for. They're down here and they want to talk to you. Look for the guys with the Oakleys, or if they're not wearing sunglasses,
in
the quarter zips. They will almost always have a clipboard. Obviously, if they're shooting gun that night, then, you know, it's clearly a scout. If it's a night game and they're not wearing the Oakleys, look for the tan, the scout tan. Always have it in the sideburns, that kind of line.
And you sit down next to him and say, hey, this...
Don't talk to him during an inning.
Yeah.
Just during the change of the inning. You look at him and you go, here's how you start the conversation. Here's how you do it. Who you got tonight? That's all you have to say. And they will talk to you for the rest of the game.
No, this is good advice.
I'm telling you.
Listen to what Connor's saying now. It's a great opportunity for a relatively inexpensive vacation if you love baseball.
I do this every fall.
To go watch players who are going to matter in MLB, and to actually be among baseball people, hearing baseball things. They're right. There's nobody at the game. Their scouts are sitting right there. And he's not kidding. You sit down next to him and just you know, be not while the game's going on, not while they're taking notes.
Not.
But, you know, something's happening. When they're bringing out for the sausage race or whatever the silly thing is, some guy's trying to catch
one of the beer bottles around the outfield.
Right. Who you got tonight?
That's all you have to say. And as long as the guy doesn't have, if he's not scouting the pitcher, like the pitcher that's working currently, he'll spend the whole game talking to you. I mean, they almost always do. Games cost, Arizona Fall League's where it's at. Games cost $8. The only drawback is that there's usually just one beer kiosk working. Ooh. So you do kind of have to plan out your beer trips, but, you know, just take two when you head back to the seats.
I learned more about basketball from doing that with longtime NBA scouts. Usually it would be at the meal before the game, sometimes when everybody's sitting around in the cafeteria and guys are, they're sharing notes on players and stuff, and strong opinions. I don't like it at all. I don't know. I think that guy's a backup point guard. Nah, what league? You know, all that stuff.
What league?
Yeah, it's always fun.
The other fun part, too, is you don't even have to. If you're too shy to ask or whatever, or maybe they do seem busy, just they'll have conversations at high volume behind home plate. They'll comp players and stuff too, you know, so you'll get these cons. Matt Chapman, Scott Rowland, that's what he is. I mean, defensively, that kid can come in on a baseball and has a cannon.
When do we start talking about Bob Melvin as being a great manager?
When you ask for the honest answer?
Yeah.
I think you start talking when the impetus is on him.
Okay.
When the front office isn't what it's been. Because I think that's the shot that the people have had on him, is he just presses the buttons that get put in front of him by that front office.
Because remember, he's the guy that got credit.
I think that's somewhat unfair, but I think it needs to be offered.
Because people thought when Bob Brenly was winning a World Series that Bob Melvin was managing that team with the Diamondbacks.
Really? I don't remember.
Don't you?
I don't remember those articles.
He was the bench coach?
And, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah.
And people in baseball, that's why Brenly never landed a job.
No kidding.
Because people really thought that Brenly was the front man and Brenly was the clubhouse guy, but there was a belief that the baseball mind behind all that was Melvin.
That whole World Series, I was so busy hating Scott Brosius with every fiber of my, 12-year-old
body. Kurt Schilling's right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and you're busy hating Scott Brosius.
Oh, with every fiber of my being.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give away $1,000, and Bruce Levine is going to report on the progress of Yu Darvish. You get the latest on Yu on the Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Oh, he drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ballgame. Can you believe it?
Wow. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop seeing she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora.
Yeah, you know what? As a fan, I'm looking in, if I was a fan, obviously it'd be better just to watch and at the end of September, not worry if your team's going to be in the playoffs, knowing that you're going to be in. That's obviously, as a fan, that's a fan's dream, not to worry. But as a competitor, being in the field day in and day out, you like those tight those races just because it brings the best out of you. It really does. And I'm a firm believer that the hottest team entering the playoffs is the one that has the best chance. And if you're off 20 games or whatever it may be, it's a different feeling. You know, you got to turn it on with a week left.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is sick. Text sick to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is sick to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Let's see if you, Darvish's stuff itself, was sick in his sim game today. Bruce Levine's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He just watched it. What'd you see?
Well, I saw a guy that threw all his pitches. That he looked in the third sim inning, suffered with a little bit of command issue, but kind of let it loose. And seems like he's going to be going out for a rehab start next. That's what Theo Epstein just alluded to, the fact that pending how he feels tomorrow, that rehab start is next. And looking at the schedule, the ideal spot most likely will be South Bend on Sunday.
So, Bruce, I'm sure you guys asked, and I'm sure they dodged the question as best they could, but when do the Cubs expect to have a timeline for you, Darvish? Will that be after said rehab start that's still theoretical?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to depend on how he does in his rehab. You know, does he have one? Does he have two? My guess is that he goes out there and he throws 60 pitches on Sunday somewhere, whether it's South Bend or somewhere else, and that he has maybe one more on the 19th. I would say, or the 24th. Sunday would be the 19th, the 24th. And after that, you know, he's looking at returning to the Cubs, you know, depending on how he gets through all this. Arm-wise, velocity-wise, he seems to cut it loose. He threw all of his pitches. He threw the Ephus pitch a couple times to Bodie, you know, the 65-mile-an-hour curveball. He had his four-seamer and two-seamer. Good. He didn't have to stop at any point, you know, during that time and take his time. He went through a normal pitching cadence that you would see on the mound during a game. He stopped after 15 to 17 pitches each inning, went into the dugout, cooled off, came back in, you know, 4 or 5 minutes and did three of those. So from what we were able to see, he's ready to go. But, you know, we've seen this before. We saw him do that before, and he seemed ready to go the last time he went to South Bend and had a hiccup. So I don't think the Cubs are per se counting on him and that this is the guy that they're projecting as the top pitcher in September, but there's a likelihood he's going to be healthy and ready to contribute.
Last time we heard him speak at length, he mentioned there was something, it sounded like an impingement of some kind on his reach back, his follow through, and he said he changed it. He said he altered an angle of his motion to take that pressure off. Do you know if this today was the altered motion, or is he now back free and easy with the way he's always thrown?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him through the interpreter, so I don't know. You know, he talked about that, Dan, you're right. He also talked about the back manipulation that helped him with the rest of his body be more upright and be able to throw properly. He said that was the difference for him after the back manipulation of his arm feeling better and the arm slot being more appropriate. But it's a great question. That's one that's got to be asked. So as soon as he's ready to talk about it, hopefully we'll get a shot. You know, the Japanese reporters seem to get a lot more information out of him because, you know, he knows them, he trusts them. He kind of talks to them around his cubicle here and there because they've been around him for a long time. A lot of us are still strangers to him, and him going through this problem for all this time hasn't made it any easier to communicate. But his English is as good as anybody's and doesn't really need the interpreter. He prefers to use it.
So, Bruce, if we're doing this math right, it looks like the best-case scenario would be something like a start toward the last few days of August or early in September. That gives the Cubs 4 weeks with Yu Darvish, hopefully in the rotation. Theo Epstein has mentioned the ability to be creative is important to get all their starters involved. Of course, that was back when Mike Montgomery was a luxury and not a standby in the rotation, or a staple, rather. You figure they go to six men? You figure they space that thing out with extra men on the roster when it goes to 40? What do you figure a plan might be?
I think they could. You know, it just depends on the reliability of who they're putting out there at that point in time, what bullets they want to save for guys, and how significant. I mean, do you guys really see them separating themselves from the division at this point? I think the last seven games of the year they play at home against Pittsburgh and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Pittsburgh and St. Louis. But Pittsburgh and somebody else in the division.
It's
it might be. Yeah, it is. So, I mean, do you see a big separation that they make between now and then? I don't know. My guess is it's still a pennant race, and they have to go with the more reliable guys to get in and win the division rather than coast with six men. But the way their rotation's pitched, you know, there's guys like Lester that look like they might need the extra day, even though he doesn't want it at this point of his career. Maybe these guys are going to be stronger with that fifth day.
Yeah, I don't care if he wants it or not.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of these things where I know he's Mr. Tough and Mr. Veteran and set in his ways and all that, but this is something where you say, look, this is the results dictate that maybe we have to do something here, and we're going to try to see what it looks like with an extra day. And maybe after the fact, he says, yeah, you were right. I felt a little bit stronger because his margin for error just isn't there.
And you know what? What's interesting, if you want to project, you want to have the big Disney projection is, going forward, you think about Darvish, Hamels, Lester, 1, 2, 3, maybe Hendricks and Quintana fighting for the four, or any other way you want to mix it. It's fun to play that game, you know, looking forward. But nonetheless, they might have some of the more healthy pitchers going forward, and some choices that other teams don't have going into the playoffs.
Was Chris Bryant out there while you guys were out there taking ground balls? It sounded like he may have been out there. I wasn't sure if that was while you guys were perhaps in a clubhouse or dugout talking up to Darvish and his interpreter.
He was out there taking some ground balls. We didn't see him swing the bat. So he was just out there hanging out. You know, I think this week at some point he probably will swing the bat. He said he was going to do some soft toss and hit off of a tee. That was a couple of days ago on the weekend. So right now, I'd say, you know, Epstein said that he thinks that, number one, that Bryant's pain-free. That's good news. And number two is that he's ready to take some progressions. Again, the timeline is not there for Bryant at this point.
And when Bryant said, I'm projecting, or maybe I'm inferring something that's not being implied. But his tone when he described, maybe this came along at a point in my career that it teaches me to back off a little bit. It's the first time I thought maybe this issue that he allowed for us to think it's bigger than maybe just a minor setback when he said, yeah, this is when you learn the lesson that I can't be in my hit through everything mode, that my routine has to change. I raised my eyebrows at that, Bruce, because it just sounded like his first acknowledgement that this was a little more serious.
Yeah, Daniel, you're exactly right. He's just admitting that he's mortal, okay? And this was a baseball-playing machine from the time he was like 9 years old on, and it's nonstop. I mean, he never failed anywhere he went. He never got hurt extensively anywhere he went. He was just in the cage. Him and his father in the cage, 100 swings, let's do it again today, you know, back off to 75. And it's like now, you know, going through major league seasons, 162 games, injuries, just the mental preparation for 200 baseball games, including spring training, Yeah, he basically said, I have to save my best 7 to 10 swings during a game for that game and make sure I have enough in the tank to do it. And that's the first step toward backing away from excessive work in the cage every day, part of his habit for his entire life. But it's good to hear the maturity of a guy that has been totally successful, one of the best players in the game since he stepped on the field. And he's learning as he goes along. Injuries will make you change your mind once in a while.
Bruce, might as well make it the injury trifecta. What's up with Brandon Morrow? Do we know anything more?
Nothing. You know, we haven't heard anything that he's progressing to the point where he's going to be throwing 98 or 100 of anytime soon. You know, again, this is a pitcher that when he comes back, it's not like he can go halfway, right? And well, I'm going to throw 92 or 93. I'm not going to air it out. This is a guy, a max effort guy, that if he's going to be successful, throws 98 miles an hour. So how do you go from 0 to 98 being out a month? It's going to be a progression. I don't know when it's going to be. They haven't given us a timeline, but getting to 98 miles an hour is the key for this guy. And for him to be successful for you, that's where he really has to pitch at.
Bruce, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is Bruce Levine, who reports on Major League Baseball for Sports Radio 670. We have the midday midway looming. It is straight ahead. I have a really bad way to die that apparently is way more common than I would have thought. And I'm going to ask you for your estimate. And I didn't know that this happened with such frequency.
Well, now I know what that kitchen whiteboard at your house was when we went over for dinner. It's the list of good and bad ways to die. Granted, there were a lot more on one side than the other, but it makes a lot of sense now that you mention it. I've got some on Matt Chapman. We talked a bit about him earlier. We're going to talk some about the A's. We're also going to get... We're going to get some excitement from Tom Brenneman.
I have an animal doing God's work, and I also have an odd baseball habit that I didn't know existed. This is a new one.
That's all coming up in the midday midway on Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Molly here
with David Hall.
We cover all of Chicago's teams every weekday morning, starting live at 5.
So start your day talking Chicago sports with Molly and Hall, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Save money right now. You're paying too much in interest on your credit card debt, and I know that because the average credit card interest rate is over 18% APR. Stop paying that. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Remember that number before I said 18%? Well, how about this? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR. You don't have to be a math major to know the enormous savings in there, because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So start saving with LightStream. Here's even more of a reason to do so. You can get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. But the only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Chicago. It's Boomer Esiason, former professional QB. I recommend AZEK for your home. AZEK is number one in premium decking, and my AZEK deck is the number one place I want to be. AZEK has a 30-year fade and stain warranty, so no staining or sealing. And my AZEK deck, well, it looks great year after year. And did you know that AZEK turns millions of pounds a year of recycled materials into high-performance, low-maintenance products? With 35 incredible colors, check out AZEK at AZEK.com.
deduction. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Summer in Chicago is baseball.